Commentator and columnist Molly Ivins is a longtime chronicler of President Bush, back to his days as Texas governor. The two don't see eye to eye politically. Ivins keeps close watch on the president's propensity for the malaprop, his mastery of the misturned phrase, his idiosyncratic syntax. In her third Bush Speak commentary, and as part of a continuing review of the challenges facing the president on Iraq and other matters, Ivins takes on the president in his own words, so to speak.
Here in the homeland of our country, President George W. Bush is a patient man. And when he says he is a patient man, he means he is a patient man. On the economy, he has promised to listen to what has been said here, even though he wasn't here. And that is gooder than the news that he will read the summaries. There is no malfeasance involved here. But malfeasance is gooder than showing how tender the free enterprise system can be. That is our fantastic opportunistic society. Bush also firmly believes the death tax is good for people from all walks of life throughout our society. It allows people to work hard to embetter themselves. Also, faith-based programs are for the embetterment of mankind. If you don't have any ambitions, the minimum wage job isn't going to get you where you want to get, for example. In other words, what is your ambitions? But still we have pockets of persistent poverty, which he refuses to declare defeat. The people there have nothing to do with brie and cheese. The president asks, apart from government, what can we do? We must contribute to the vitality of life, which is gooder than endless hours of testimony on Congressional Hill. There is an old saying in Tennessee, he knows it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, you can't get fooled again. On the foreign policy front, this foreign policy stuff can be a little frustrating for our president, whether in French or in English or in Mexican. But we're forward-leaning, and for a century and a half now, America and Japan have formed one of the great and enduring alliances of modern times. On the Middle East, Bush understands that unrest in the Middle East creates unrest throughout the region. The suicide bombings have increased, so there's too many of them. There is nothing more deep than Israel's right to exist, the most deep thought of all. He says he can't think of anything more deep than that. But when it comes to Brazil, the question is, do they have blacks too? There's no doubt in his mind we should allow the world's worst leaders to hold America hostage. Keep in mind, there is no cave deep enough for America or dark enough to hide in. See, we love freedom. That's what they didn't understand. They hate things. We love things. That's why we have unilaterally determined preemptive self-defense.
The comments of Molly Ivins, a nationally syndicated columnist based in Austin, Texas.